We're up to the bottom of Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Tani, Mizrach u'Marav hayu nesunim, divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says these 10 extra shulchanos were set up from east to west. In other words, to the length of the Heichal. Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon Omer, Tzofim v'Dorim hayu nesunim, that they were set up to the width of the Heichal, from north to south. Mandi Omer Mizrach u'Marav nicha. The one who says that it was Mizrach u'Marav, it's possible that on all the shulchanos they put lechem, because they all were in the what's it called on the north side of the heichal. Kulan ruin l'sheirus. Mandi Omer Tzofim v'Dorim nimtza shulchan b'dorim u'menorah, or that what's it called b'tzofim. Right, the Maisa, but according to the Mandi Omer who says that what's it called that they were put from north to south, it's impossible to put all the tables on the north side of the Heichal. Right? Some of them had to extend into the south side. And on the south side, you can't use the Shulchan, because it had to be on the north side. See the Tachum Chadatin? Mizrach u'Marav divrei Rebbe. V'chein hu b'kula Talmud u'b'pesach. This machlokas, the same machlokas all over Shas. Man the Omer Mizrach u'Marav nicha. The sugi zus varli maskonik esol kadaita the Bavli sham shoyim musudarim rosho shalzeh b'tzad rosho shalzeh. This maskon of the Gemara over here holds like the Havamin and the Bavli, that they put one table, one mamish right next to the other one, in a long line. And the Bavli, the Gemara says it doesn't, didn't work like that. But here the Gemara held that they put them, either way they put them, north to south or east to west, they were in a long line. Im kein lemam yomer mizrach umare munachim shaper hayu omdim betzad safon asor shulchanos rosh shalze betzad rosh shalze afagav yesh shiyesh yud shulchanos shel esrim amba beesrim amba, each shulchan was 2 amas long. It's impossible that you should have all of them within the 20 amas of the what's it called where it says it was 20 amas of the heichal. Mutzumtzamo shel yetzuk tzas chutz meesrim amba pnimios. Later on we'll see that they all were in the what's it called, inner third of the Heichal. In other words, if you count the Heichal's 40 Amos plus 20 Amos more for the Kodesh HaKadoshim, they were in the two-thirds inward towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So it's impossible, it should be like that, if there are 20 Amos, to be exactly in 20 Amos. So a little bit it had to be outside, but most of them were in the two-thirds closest to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So it says Lodak Kulei Hai. That much the Gemara wasn't medayik. That should be exactly all within the two thirds inner of the 40 amas of 2/3 40 amas. Imkain Heishul Chanas Akorcher Chayu Bedar. One second again, yeah. Knock at the sugim. The Kulan Hayu Nesunim Mishlish Habayis Lifnim. And all of them were within the what's it called the third, counting all 60 amas. 60 amas of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, 20 amas of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, 40 amas of the Heichal. So these shulchanos were all past the outside 20 amas, but they weren't all past that. So a little bit was in that first 20 amas. But man di omer tzofim v'dorim nimtza shulchan v'dorim she'orechu asor shulchan has esrim. The length of the shulchanos was 20, 2 for each one. And it's impossible. The heichal is from the drama lohayel esrim mitzum tzamos. The whole heichal was only 20 width. The imkain hei shulchanos al karkoch yu bedarim. 5 of them were in the south. Ubikra kabit yu ashulchanos dafka betzofim. The pasuk says that the shulchanos have to be dafka in the north. Venishar bekusha. The Gemara doesn't answer this question. Belochosh laharif bekusha swacheres shebebavli liyashvam. And the Bavli has other questions and answers. The Rabbis of Shimon, the Halacha of Rebbe, can be chaveiro. The Halacha is like Rebbe against an individual that he argues against, and here it's the Rabbis of Shimon. So the Halacha is like Rebbe anyway, that it was Tzofim v'Dorim. Mizrach u'Marav, not Tzofim v'Dorim. So the Yushalmi's derech is not to be marich with all kinds of questions and answers according to the side that's not Halacha. The Gam Stam Masnisim to Menachos Kavos say the Rebbe. The Stam Mishnah Menachos also says that they were set up east and west, not north and south. The Lav Urcha Yerushalmi Laharich Bepulpula Shlo Ali B'Hilchasa. The Derech of the Yerushalmi is not to be Marich according to the man, the Omer, that we don't pass like anyway. And in Bavli, it does that. Okay. Tani, not the hot Tani, Tani. Hashulchan hayinosun mechza klap, michatzi habayis lifnim, moshuk min hakosul beiz amusu mechza klapi tzofam, umenora kenegdo bedorum, the, what's it called, the Shulchan was on the north wall, next near the north wall of the Heichal, 2.5 amos away from the wall, and it was, what's it called, more than half of the, what's it called, of the Heichal inside. Now, the Heichal was 40 amos, this was on the inner 20 amos. The end of the Shulchan, not exactly, but close to it, was all within the inner 20 amas, which meant made it within the two-thirds of the entire length of the Heichal plus the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The menorah connected, the menorah was opposite it, Bedorim, on the south side, same thing. 2.5 amas away from the south wall, and completely within the inner 20 amas of the Heichal. Not the outer 20 amas. Mizbeach Hazov, Hoyenosum Be'emtza Habayis. The grow here changes the gear. So Mizbeach Hazov, Hoyenosum Be'emtza. Not Be'emtza Habayis, Be'emtza. In the middle, between the menorah and the Shulchan. Moshech Klapei Chutz. But a little bit outside, so that wasn't between Mamish, the menorah and the Shulchan. So the menorah and Shulchan had to be opposite each other without anything separating between them. The Kulan Hoyenosun Mishlish Habayis Lefnim. And all of them were in the inner 20 amas of the Heichal. Okay, and that's the gears of the Gra. Okay, the kulan hoyu nasu mishlisha bayis lifnim. Okay, let's see the takan chadit in here. Tani hashulchan hoyu nasu michatzi bayis lifnim moshuk min hakosul beiz amos umnechta shehechol hoyu arko shishim ama. The hechol was 60 amos long, counting the kodesh hakadoshim. Kidechsiv abayis asher bana shlomo meosun shishim hoyu esrim bedvir. 20 of them were the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That left 40 for the Heichal itself. The Heichal Arboim. The Heichal therefore was 40 amas long. And the Shulchanos were all put in the 20 amas closest to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's the inner half of the Heichal, which is the inner two-thirds of the total length. Moshuk min hakosel tzvoni, it was a little bit separated from the northern wall, 2.5 amas. Kadeshu hakohanim anosim beistarim yicholim lahalach zebitzad zeh. In order the kohanim should be able to get behind the shulchan and walk with ease two sets of kohanim, because they had to hold the bread. For two people to walk side by side, you need 2.5 amas. Just like the Badi Ha'aron, you need 2.5 amas between the Badim in order for two Kohanim to stand there bereva. The menorah had to be opposite the shulchan. The gamkein hoisem meshucham and hakosel dromis beis amos umechza. Same thing. The menorah is also 2.5 amos away from the south wall. Kainu biyumasha. Mizbeach hazav beemtza mashu klapei chutz. And the mizbeach hazav, the mizbeach haktoris, was in the middle of the heichal, towards more towards the outside than the shulchan and the what's it called and the menorah. So it didn't. It wasn't mamish in between them, so it didn't separate between them. The sadchu, so brayso zulam and the omer mizrachu mayrav munachim. This brayso goes according to the man. The omer says that all the shulchanos and all the menorahs were mizrach and mayrav. Kidechsiv atosus menachasham. The kulan hayun nisunim mishlish abayis lifnim. Shenach shov chaf didvir. When you make the entire length of the heichal and the kodesh hakadoshim, 20 for the kodesh hakadoshim. They all were in that inner two thirds. That's what it means. They were out of the last outside third. Okay.
Not the mizbeach, only the shulchanos.
Right. The shulchan, the mizbeach was a little bit outside. Right. Okay. Eser menoros osa Shlomo. Shlomo made 10 menoros. Shneemar vayasas menoros hazav eser kemishpato. 10 different menorahs, and all of these were made for the covet of the bayis, and they were made beruach hakodesh. Whether they used them, they didn't use them, that was the shaila we had. They made, and five were on the right side, five on the left side. In Tamer Chomish Mitzof and the Chomish Bedorim, does that mean right side of the door, like we had before? Five on the right side of the door, five on the left side means that five were in this in the north, and the menorah could have had to be in the south. South side. Not Talmud Lomer Chomish Miyamin v'Chomish V'Smol. What does it mean? Five to the right, five to the left. El Chomish Miyamin menorah Rosh Moshe v'Chomish V'Smol. They all were on the south side, but five were to the right of the menorah of Moshe, and five to the left of it. But they all were in the south side. Afal Pikein Lo Hayamaver Ella Al Shel Moshe Bavad Shenemra Menorah Sazov V'Neirosel Levayer Boer Boer. And still, they only used the menorah of Moshe. The other ones are just there for furniture decoration. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Al Kulan Hayamaver. No, they use them all, just like he says by the Shulchan. Same exact machlokas by the Shulchan. Shenemer Vishamenoros Veneroseim Levarim Kemishpat Lifnei Hadvir. Zov Sogur Vahaperach Vahaneros Vahmikochaim Zov Hu Michlos Zov Hein Michlos Zov Hein. That's a pasuk. So they use all the menorahs. The question is, they use them all at the same time, or like we have by the Shulchan, they use them sometimes this one, sometimes that one. But they all had to be fit to be used. Even according to the Manzor, says they didn't use them. They all had to be in the south. So it says that all of the things were made out of gold. Michlo Zohav. What's Michlo Zohav? Kain Kilu Zohav Shel Moshe. They, what's it called? They used up all the gold of Moshe. It's a Shlomo. It's a Taklin Chadatin. Kilu Zov Shel Shlomo. Yeah, it should say that they all mechala the Zov of Shlomo. Now, Shlomo ran out of gold after he made all these tables. After he made all these tables and menorahs, the menorahs themselves were solid gold, so he ran out of gold. The menachas parichos and vaksiva chol clay ain't kesef nechshav me Shlomo the meuma meshani Zov Sogur Karmina. The Gemara in the Bavli asked. It says that Shlomo HaMelech was still rich even after he built the Beis Hamikdash. So there must have been other gold. He says, no, this special gold, it's pure gold, they didn't have any more of. The regular gold they had. Tani Rabbi Yehuda v'shem Asi, Shlomo notel elef kikrei zov, machnisin lekor. How did Shlomo make this perfect pure gold? He took 1,000 kikor of zov, put him into a smelting furnace, umotzian adshu mamidim al echad, and he took out the impurities till it was one pure kikor of gold. In other words, it decreased 1,000 times because of the impurities. L'kayim ha-shenemer kikor zov tor us also. The menorah has been made out of one pure kikor of zov. Tanya om Rabbi Yossi bei Rabbi Yehuda ma'isa b'menorah zov shosa Moshe. When Moshe made the menorah b'midbar b'aisa yaseira dinar zov, it was one dinar zov more than a kikor, and it had to be exactly a kikor. B'chnisua l'kur shmonim pai, put it into the smelting furnace 80 times to get rid of that one dinar zov that was extra. Below chosra klum. And it didn't get anything less than that exact kikar. So for 80 times, one dinar went away. Here, in what's it called, he was able to get 1,000 times the impurities out of it. In one time, l'chor. Marsha the Yeus, Adlo Yokum Abrere Havi Chosr Sagin. Mindu Kayim Abrere Lo Chosr Klum. No. Once it was very purified, it takes a lot to get that last little bit out. But if you're using impurified gold, it comes out very easily. So Shlomo used impurified gold, right? In one time, he took out 1,000 parts of the impurities, and that was left with the pure thing. Moshe Rabbeinu's gold started out pure, so to get rid of that little bit of impurity took 80 times. See there in Tachin Chadatin. Machnisin lekor al echad the chol hamenorah osakein for each menorah the chain huva menachas shang achi daik across zov tar osa. Had to be what's it called, pure gold, each one. The menorahs mikdash, the chain who b'menachas shon, the gimel asfarim shibush nikur, the girsas asfarim shibush nikur, whatever it is. V'lo chasra klum, the commercial tikshim imasha amru shayya chasra b'chol pam harbe. Over there, it got 1,000th of what it was before. And here it took 80 times to get rid of one dinner. Dezeo at lo koyim abirura, the kshoyim abirura lo chasra klum. Till it was purified, the pure impurities went away easily. Once it was purified, to get rid of that last little bit, it took a lot. Okay. 13 shofars hoya b'mikdash. There were 13 pushkas in the mishkash, in the mikdash. The kos of alein, and they were written on them the following: takvin chavitin, those are for the new shkolim; takvin atikim, for people who didn't give the past year and were making up for it. So they gave for shkolim yishanim, they put into this pushka that was written shkolim atikim, takvin atikim; kinim, gozle ola, the mission will explain what they're for, it's machlokas. Kinim and Gozli Ola, those were two more pushkas, one for Kinim, one for Gozli Ola; Eitzim, one for wood; Lavona, one for frankincense; Zohav Lekaporos, Zohav Lekaporos Machlok is what it means, either Zohav for the what's it called, they put gold in that to make the clay shores, which were called Kaporos, or for what's it called, to put in the Beis HaKaporos to line the walls in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Shishal and six more that were from Nadava. People, what's it called? We'll see which Nadavas they were. Now the commission explains. The new shkalim for every year were put into this one box. The atikin, mishalohevi yishtokin, shokal shana abo. The takin atikin is for people who, for some reason, missed one year and made it up. They didn't use it for the same thing, but so they put it into another pushka. Kinim hein torim. This man, the Omer, holds that kinim are what's it called? Are turtle doves. The gozli ola hein b'nei yona, and the gozli ola are what's it called? Are pigeons? Tor and b'nei yona. B'nei yona only use small ones, and torim use the big ones. So they kept them separate because they had different values. So if they took the money out of the, and they both were nedavas. They were not that which people had to bring as a chova, which is one achatas and one aola. These were all olas, just one was for torim and one was for b'nei yona, right? One was for the doves and one was for the, what's a tor? A tor is a, right? Pigeon?
The
tor
is a big one, the pigeon.
Okay. Kulan olos, that's what Yehuda holds. They all were olos, they all were nedava, just that the two pushkas, one was for one kind of bird, one was for the other kind of bird. The Chacham Omrim, Kinin Echot Chatas Vechot Ola. No, Kinim were for when a person had to bring, what's it called, a pair of birds. One was a Chatas, one was an Ola. Gozli Ola Kulin Olos. And Gozli Ola were Nedava. A person wanted a, what's it called, volunteer to bring a Korban. That couldn't be a Chatas. You can't bring, volunteer to bring a Chatas. So they brought Olos. And they were both kinds of birds. Didn't make a difference if it was a pigeon or a dove. They all were in the what's it called, in both pushkas. But the what's it called, the first pushka was for Korbanos Chova, and the second one was for Korbanos Nedava. That's what the Chacham held. Ha'omer, Harei Olai Eitzim, a person who donates Eitzim, and he doesn't specify how much, Lo Yivchos Mishnei Gzirim, he has to bring two logs of wood. Lavona lo yifchos mikometz. Lavona has to bring at least a handful. Zav lo yifchos mi dinar zav. Zav, he shouldn't bring less than a coin, one dinar zav coin. Shishal and nedava. Nedava mayos. And what was this nedava? Six of them they needed for nedava. Lochim ba olos. They bought, if these were leftover osham or chatos or the what's it called? So they used the money they were paid it. The money went to buy olos and to use on the mizbeach when it wasn't being used. Habasar l'shem, the basar was burnt on the mizbeach. The oros l'kohanim, and the skins, the hides went to the kohanim. Zem medrash dorish Yehoyada kohen gadol. This was what Yehoyada kohen gadol learned out. Asham hu, asham asham l'shem. It's an asham, asham l'shem. Zaklau kol shubam mishum chatos or mishum asham ashma. Anything that's a leftover chatos or asham. Yilkach bem olos, by an ola. Habasul Hashem, so that's Lashem. The Haoros the Kohanim, because it says it also went to the Kohanim. What's the thing that goes both to Hashem and the Kohanim? An ola. Nimsu shnei ksuvim kayomim. Ashem Hashem, v'ashem lakoi. The Omer v'kesev Ashem, the kesev chatas, lo yuva beis Hashem, lakohanim yiyu. That's what Pasuk says, it goes to the Kohanim. So how do you have something that goes both to the Kohanim and Lashem? It's where the hides go to the Kohen, and the basar is on the Mizbeach. And even though there are other korbanos that are eaten by the kohen. He doesn't eat them. Eats them mishulchan gavoa. That's all Hashem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu invites the kohen to eat by his table. But here, the or belongs to the kohen mamish. Shiklei shonazu hayu matilin l'sham. The shkolin from this year they put into that pushka. Shemagiyas manatruma gizber motzi kol hashkolin shemeshofer nosun l'lishka kadeshis mehem. From that pushka they took them and put them into the lishka. Asikin shalishtokit, last year shkolin. Mehem nitnu l'shiyari lishka. They use those for shiyari halishka. The ones that people made up for not giving the year before. Torim gedolim b'neyonik tanim. Kinim kulam olos. Avalakine chova lohaya shofar. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there was no shofar for kinim that you had to bring. And the Gemara is going to discuss why. With the Gemara Mefarish time, Rabbi Yehuda. Eitzim lo yifchos, eitzim stam beiz gezirim. Kamo shahayu b'marachim, Mefarish Gemara. If it doesn't specify how much wood, you bring the wood that they used to bring on the Mizbeach every day, two logs. Lo yifchos mikomet, shezo shir levona, shaboy mamincha. The shear of Lavona that comes with a regular mincha is one handful of Lavona. Gemara, Yolif, let me know. Gemara, don't know where you know this from. Zem Medrash Dorish, Loshen Rabbeinu Hagon, Shoyoyoda Chidish, Shehaoros Lekohan. Right, that Yoyoda was Mechadish, that when you bring these olos that you brought from leftover Asham or whatever, the hide goes to the Kohen. Why? The Sokadait the Chaminer, the Nedavahu. Since it's a Nedava, everything has to go to the Mikdash. It doesn't mean you burn it on the Mizbeach. But you would donate the high to Berek Habayis and sell it for its worth. But it wouldn't go to the Kohanim. It's Kula Lashem. Kula Lugavoa. Kamo Hegdish Berek Habayis. The Zesh Omer Vomer Kesef Hashem Vechesef Hatos the Sokodaito Shiuva Beis Hashem. All of it should go on the Mizbeach Mishuma Or. Not that the Mizbeach should burn the Or on the Mizbeach, but you should give the Or to Berek Habayis. But it was never Havamina that you bring other Chatos for Hashamos.